Chapter 1. The moment the plane touched down at Ministro Pistorini de Ezeiza Airport in Buenos Aires, Joachim von Hartmann knew in every fiber of his being that he was home. It was almost as if his heart and soul, and even his body, knew it. He had left as a boy of 17, 25 years before, when he'd moved to France with his mother and new French stepfather. 8 years later, he went to England on a lark, which turned into a worthy career for the past 17 years. His roots were now firmly planted in Europe, but Joachim realized as he breathed the air of Buenos Aires that his heart had remained here. He had never fully cut the cord that bound him to Argentina. There was a magic to it that was still in his blood. This was a long-awaited pilgrimage to the place where he had been born. All his boyhood memories were here. And what he had been too young to remember, his mother had told him again and again as he grew up. He felt as though he had never left as he came off the plane, like an old childhood friendship or a great love. Both his name and his tall, thin, aristocratic looks, with blonde hair and blue eyes, were familiar in Argentina. With the influx of Irish, English, and German immigrants over the years, Argentines with German and Anglo-Saxon surnames and looks were not unusual. On his mother's side, all of Joachim's ancestors were German, originally from Bavaria and later from Berlin. His father, whom he never knew, had been from a distinguished banking family in Argentina. He had died when Joachim was less than a year old, and the rest of his father's family had died within a few years, so Joachim never knew them either. The mainstays of Joachim's life growing up had been his mother, Lisa, and his identical twin brother, Javier. Joachim had a special relationship with his brother because they were twins. He felt at times as though they were two halves of the same person. Joachim's German maternal grandfather, Günther von Hartmann, had been widowed when his wife was killed in the Allied bombings of Germany. Like others who could still afford to leave, he hadn't wanted to stay in Germany and live through the disarray and reconstruction of the country. He was accustomed to a genteel world that no longer existed after the war. As soon as possible after the war, he had taken his 5-year-old daughter, Lisa, and what was left of his once vast family fortune, and moved to Buenos Aires, rather than be treated as a defeated enemy in Germany. He had enough left to live extremely well in Argentina, which wouldn't have been the case in Europe. Argentina was a country that welcomed the Germans who had chosen to settle there, as they had been doing for generations. Joachim had never lived in Germany, and knew very little about it, or his mother's life there, except that she had experienced great wealth and luxury as a young girl, first in Germany and then in Argentina. But his mother had often told him about the beautiful house where she grew up with her father in Buenos Aires. It was filled with antiques and the fine works of art her father had been able to bring with him. He had a passion for the beauty and art in all its forms and had passed it on to his daughter. She had told Joachim, too, of the pretty finca they had outside of the city, where they spent weekends, and the many servants her father employed. They had never gone back to Germany, even for a visit. They had no one left there. Günther von Hartmann had only his daughter in the years after the war. He had nothing left in Germany, and he had forged a new life in Argentina. They spent their holidays in Uruguay, Colombia, Brazil, and other parts of Argentina. Günther had no desire to see Germany or Europe again, and Lisa no longer remembered it. He became an Argentine citizen, and Lisa grew up feeling entirely Argentinian. Her father never remarried. She went to the best schools in Buenos Aires, and she eventually married Alejandro Canal, the son of one of the city's finest banking families. She lived in what seemed to her a perfect world, as she remembered it, and described it to Joachim. Her only sorrow, once married, was their inability to have children. She and her husband, Alejandro, had been married for 10 very happy, fairly glamorous years, and had given up hope of having children, when by some miracle she conceived and gave birth to Joachim and his identical twin brother, Javier. She was 30.